This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the fiqh class. Today, inshallah, we'll continue talking about the chapter of the zakah. We already spoke about the zakah on gold, silver, and cash, and we talked about the zakah on the livestock. And today we will finish the remaining three types that are subject to zakah. So we'll start with the zakah on crops. We have six conditions in order for the zakah to become obligatory on the crops. Again, remember the conditions for the zakah on livestock, for gold, silver, and cash. And now, there are six conditions here. The owner must be Muslim. It's the same condition. He must be a free person. Again, the same thing. He must be the sole possessor of the crops. He must be the sole possessor of the crops. They are cultivated by human beings. This is a different condition. They are cultivated by human beings. Number five, they can be saved for later use. And the last one, their quantity must meet the required nisab, which is 60 sa', khamsat awsuq. Khamsat awsuq, or each wasaq is 60 sa'. So in total they are 300 sa'. Again, the owner must be Muslim, he must be a free person, he must be the sole possessor of the crops, they are cultivated by human beings, they can be saved for later use. If you plant something and you can save it for 1 year, but human beings don't eat that thing, it is for buildings or it is for any other thing, do you pay the zakah on it? Is it considered crops? Is it or is it not? It is not. You have a son, he's 5 years old, he's not adult yet. And you gave him a big ranch. In this ranch, there are spikes, wheat, rice. Is there zakah due or not? Did you get the question? 5 years old, boy, he owns a big ranch. In this ranch, there is rice, there is all types of crops. And it is over the nisab. Is there zakah on it? Yes? No? So we have yes and no. Why you say yes? How old? So if he's 2 years old, he pays the zakah?
If he owns that much.
Yes?
I think, according to the other hadith, that the penance is for the ones who are underage. They don't have to pray, so if they can't pray, they should have to pay the zakah.
According to the hadith, they don't have to pray, so they don't have to pay the zakah. Any other opinion? Yes. His wali should pay. Yes, exactly. It's true the pen is lifted, but what if he damaged property of another person? Do we say the pen is lifted? There is responsibility. Otherwise, no one would own anything. They will just keep it with in the names of their children. I don't own it, it's in my child's name. I'm not the sole possessor. No, it has to be paid. There is no requirement for age here. Again, remember the conditions. That's why we are mentioning the conditions. It's very important. Yes. No, he is the sole possessor. Now the boy, he is 5 years old, but it's in his name. You cannot do anything with it without his consent. And you cannot get his consent until he is old. So he is the possessor of it. So again, these are the conditions. Number five, they can be saved for later use. These crops has to be saved. Like what? Like the rice. Can you save the rice? The seeds of the rice for later use?
Yes,
you can. Lentils. Can you or can't you? Lettuce. You cannot. Can you save it for 1 year? You can freeze it. Well, you can freeze everything. You can freeze a human being for 1 year. So at their time, they had to freeze it. Can you freeze the lettuce for 1 year?
You can freeze it.
No. For 1 year?
No, it will look really bad when it comes out. I mean, like, you know, watery and...
It seems you are not involved that much in the kitchen stuff. Okay, you cannot. So that's the criteria. It has to be saved for 1 year. Lentils, can you save it for 1 year? Yeah, you can save it. Their quantity must meet the required nisab. We have nisab. What's the nisab for gold and silver? 85 grams of gold, and how many grams of silver? 595 of silver. What about the crops? The same thing? It is خمسة أوسق. وسق is a container, like a container, a way of measurement. What's the wasaq? The wasaq is 60 sa. Each wasaq is equal to 60 sa. Okay, what's the sa? Each sa is 4 mud. What is the mud? The mud is the handful of the average man, the two hands full of the average man. That's the mud. Again, one mud, this is mud. Another mud, this is two mud. Third mud. Fourth mud, four times, this is what? Sa'. Four muds equals what? One sa'. 60 sa', which means 60 times 4 muds, 60 sa' is equal what? 1 wasaq. What's the nisab? How many wasaq? 5. Khamsat awsuq. 5. So we have 4 of the mud times 60 times 5. You got it? So how many handfuls?
300.
No, not 300. 300 sa'. 300 times 4, which is equal to 1200 handfuls. Now, how much could you get in your hands? 1 pound? 2 pounds?
1 pound.
Almost 1 pound. That's the average man, right? That's why, in our terms now, kilograms, how much? It is almost 1430 pounds of shelled seeds. Shelled seeds. What's the meaning of shelled seeds? Without the shell of it, without the cover of it. So someone has rice He has 1 acre of rice. And the harvest time came, and he weighed the rice he has. Without the cover, it was 1,500 pounds. But when it was peeled, it became 1,200 pounds. Does he have to pay the zakah? No, you don't pay the zakah. The shelled seeds has to be more than, they have to reach approximately 1,430 pounds. You see from where this measurement came? That's the nisab. So if you have less than that, do you pay the zakah or not? Do you pay the zakah or not? Okay, let's say you have 2,000 pounds of lentils. Do you pay the zakah? You pay the zakah or not? How much do you pay the zakah? 2.5? One sheep? What do you pay? Okay, we knew the nisab. What do you pay from this nisab? What do you pay?
From the same crop.
What do you pay from the same crop? Some amount. What's that sum? That's what we need to know. Okay, we'll postpone the answer until we have the fruits. So again, what types of crops do we have to pay the zakah for? Beans. Can you pay the zakah on beans? Could it be saved for later use? Yes, so you pay zakah on beans. Fruits. Now, the fourth type, which is fruits. What types of fruits do we pay the zakah for? Do you pay zakah on apple, mango, peach, grape? We have only two types of fruits. According to the madhab of Imam Shafi, rahimahullah, only two types, dates and grapes. Dates and grapes only. The dates, of course, they consider this type of fruit. Why? According to the conditions, only those types of fruits, they can meet these conditions. Because the dates, can you save it for later use? Yes. What about the grapes? It becomes raisins, right? But other types of fruits, the apple or the orange, you cannot. So there are four necessary conditions for the zakah to be obligatory on the fruits. The owner must be Muslim. He must be a free person. He must be the sole possessor of the fruit, and the quantity of the fruits must meet the required nisab. These are the conditions. As long as it is dates and grapes. Again, what's the required nisab for fruits? What's the required nisab for fruits? Hello? What's the required nisab for fruits? One last time, or I will give you two homeworks. What's the required nisab for fruits?
Same as crops?
Same as crops, yes. What's wrong with you? Yes, I did not say it, but you could say something. It's the same as crops. Approximately 1,420, 1,430 pounds. It is khamsat awsuq. Each wasaq is 60 sa'. Each sa' is 4 2 handfuls. Someone has 2,000 pounds of dates. He got them in May. In May, he got 2,000 pounds of dates. He remembered in July, after 2 months, that he did not pay the zakah for them. Does he have to pay the zakah?
Yes.
Yes? Why? Yeah, but other conditions are met. Did it stay for a year? So he waits for a year? Come on, yes or no?
He has to wait for a
year. He has to wait for a year. No? No, he doesn't have to wait for a year. Did we mention from the conditions in the crops and in the fruits that it has to be saved for a year? We said it could be saved for later use, but it doesn't have to be saved for 1 year until you pay the zakah. The zakah is due right away in the time of harvest. What's the evidence? Allah says in the Quran, وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ. This is in Surah Al-An'am. وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ. Give its due in the time of harvest. When you grasp, when you take the harvest, you pay the zakah. So is there a condition that it has to wait for a year? You collect the rice and you wait for 1 year and then you pay the zakah? No. We did not mention it as a condition. Okay? This is clear. How much do we pay? Now this is the question. You have 2,000 pounds of rice. How much do you pay for the zakah? Hurry up, we don't have much time. 1,430 pounds. MashaAllah, so you leave for yourself 570 pounds. You pay more than 50% for the zakah. Actually, you pay more than 70% for the zakah. Is that what you pay? What do you pay for the zakah? You have 2,000 pounds. Hello? 2.5%? Yes. Fatima says 2.5%. Why? Why 2.5%? That's the nisab of what? Gold, silver, and cash. That's the payment you pay. It is different. Fruit and crops is different. You pay 10%. 10%. So if you have 2,000 pounds, how much do you pay?
200
pounds. However, hold on. You don't always pay 200 pounds. If and only if it was watered by the rain. If you did not pay money to water this fruit or these crops. The Prophet ﷺ says, فِيمَا سَقَتِ السَّمَاءَ أَوْ كَانَ عَثَرِيًا الْعُشْرِ. Whatever the sky watered, or it doesn't need watering, because there are some types of fruit, they just grow like that. You pay 10%. وَمَا سُقِيَ بِالنَّضْحِ نِصْفُ الْعُشْرِ. But if you provide the water, you are paying for the water, how much you pay? 5%. 5%. So if you have 2,000 pounds, how much do you pay? 100 pounds. So what's the payment? What's the zakah on the fruits? It depends. If you say 10%, it may be wrong. If you say 5%, it may be wrong. What if it was watered for 6 months? 6 months you did not use the water. And 6 other months you used the water. How much do you pay? Yes, you divide it, 7.5%. Yes, Shahada. Atiyah, no. You pay 7.5%. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, if the rain watered it from the sky, then 10%. If you water it, 5%. Here, it's not you, nor it's the rain, it's both of you. So, 7.5%. Now, we knew these four types of the zakah. And there is a fifth type, which is the zakah on the merchandise. And we will come to it. But you have the zakah, you calculated your money, you have $10,000, and it was saved for 1 year, and we know you pay out of $10,000, how much you pay? How much? You have $10,000, how much you pay money?
2.5%.
How much?
$250.
Okay, that's what I'm asking for. $250, okay? To whom you give it? To your mother? To your brother? Who deserves the zakah? How many types, how many recipients of the zakah we have? How many people? Six. Who are they? Six, seven, or eight, what? How many? Eight, that's correct. We have eight recipients of the zakah. Eight. And the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينِ وَالْعَامِلِينَ عَلَيْهَا وَالْمُؤَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَفِي الرِّقَابِ وَالْغَارِمِينَ وَفِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَابْنِ السَّبِيلِ. So how many? Eight. الفقراء, who's the faqir? What constitutes faqir? What's the definition of faqir? Beggar? Beggar is beggar, he's not poor. We have millionaires and they are beggars. Who's the faqir? And who's the miskin as well, by the way? Who's the miskin? In English, there is no difference actually, or there is no definition. What's the difference between poor and miskin? Yes.
Poor, destitute.
Like?
The hobo.
No? So what's the miskin, if that's the poor? The miskin is the homeless? Who's the needy, the poor or the miskin? We have accurate definition. Yes. The people who have some money but not enough to meet their needs. This is faqir or miskin? Faqir, okay, who needs more, the faqir or the miskin? Whose case is worse? He needs bad help more than the other. Yes. Miskin. Wrong. The faqir is worse. The faqir is in a bad need. The faqir is the one who has no money at all. He has no source of income. The miskin, he has, but it's not enough. It's not sufficient. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf, أَمَّا السَّفِينَةُ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحْرِ. Although they own a ship, yet they are still masakin. Why? Because it was not enough. They are getting something out of it, but it's not enough. That's the miskin. While the poor, he has nothing. That's why Allah started with the poor. So the poor needs more help. So what's the difference again? The poor who has no source of income or who has nothing, no provision. The miskin, he has something, but still it's not enough. Like someone needs $10 every day to survive for his food. The miskin is making $6. Is it enough? No, but he is making something, while the faqir is not making anything, or he's making like $1 only. That's the difference between the faqir and the miskin. Those are the first two recipients of the zakah. Number three, the employee of the zakah. العاملين عليها. The people who, now you need to collect the zakah. How will you collect it? Automatically? Online? You need people to collect this zakah for you. Those people, who will pay for them? From the zakah, from the money that they are collecting, they take, that's their job, to collect the money, so they take payment. The employees of the zakah. If you say we need the zakah, but we will not pay the workers, no one will collect the zakah for you. Number four, al-mu'allafati qulubuhum. What do we mean by the mu'allafa? Mu'allafa, the people that you want to gain them. You want to win their hearts. That's the meaning of the mu'allafa qulubuhum. In particular, the newly Muslims. Their Islam is not strong yet. The newly Muslims that you fear, they may not accept Islam fully unless you pay them something. Those people, they deserve the zakah. The Prophet ﷺ, he gave Al-Aqra bin Habis, Uyayna bin Husm, he gave them money from the zakah. Why? When they became Muslims, they were leaders, but at the beginning, they were suspicious and they were not accepting Islam. Once they were paid, they accepted Islam fully. Those people, like nowadays, if someone accepted Islam, he's poor. We don't tell him you have to find a job. We should help him. He's a new Muslim. So those are al-mu'allafa qulubuhum. Number five, fi sabilillah, in the cause of Allah. What's the cause of Allah? Jihad, fighting the enemies of Islam. You pay money to protect your religion. Nowadays, what's the biggest budget in the country? Military. Why? All countries, not only here in the United States, in all countries, the military budget is the highest. In Islam, it's one of the recipients of the zakah, not the sole one or not the bigger one. It is one of them, jihad. Some scholars, they said, it's not only jihad, anything in the cause of Allah. But actually, in the ayah, most of the scholars, they said, although it was mentioned, fi sabilillah, but it means jihad in particular. Number six, releasing the captives or the prisoners of war. If there is a war between Muslims and kuffar, some Muslims were captured as prisoners, you want to release them, and they said, we won't release them until you pay ransom. You pay this money from the zakah to free the Muslim people. This is another type where you pay the zakah. Number seven, al-gharimin. What's the meaning of al-gharimin? Al-gharim is the one who is in debt that he cannot pay. Al-gharim, the one who has a debt that he cannot pay. Al-gharim is not the one who is in debt only. If you say the one who is in debt, maybe every one of us, gharim. So every one of us deserves the zakah. Al-gharim is the one who is in debt that he cannot pay. So let's say you are making $200 every week and you have a rent $400 every week. So you are trying and they told you the more you work, the less you get money. And every month, the payment is increasing. Instead of $400, the rent is becoming $500, and so on. So you are in this case what? You are gharim. Why? Your debt is getting bigger and bigger. You cannot pay it. Not like someone who goes and he says, lend me some money, and he plays with it or he wasted it, and then he comes and says, I am gharim, I need money for the zakah. The one who is in debt that he cannot pay. That's the gharim. He deserves zakah. Because the more you leave him, he cannot pay. He needs money and he is unable. So he deserves the zakah. And the last one, Ibn al-Sabil. Who's Ibn al-Sabil? Ibn al-Sabil is the traveler who wants to go home and he doesn't have any means to go home. He was traveling, he was robbed, he lost his money, he wants to go back. He doesn't have money. He deserves the zakah. Even if he is by himself, if he went there, he reached to his place, he's rich, he still deserves the zakah. Yes, when he goes back, he will become rich, but here he doesn't have money. He wants to go there and he cannot. We don't tell him, okay, this is a loan. No, he deserves the zakah. This is Ibn Sabil. So how many recipients of the zakah do we have? Eight. Eight recipients of the zakah. Zakah on debt. Someone has debt. Does he have to pay the zakah or not? I gave you $1,500. And you took this $1,500 for 2 years. Who pays the zakah? Me or you? Or no one? Or both? What do you think? Yes?
You're not the sole possessor of that.
You are not the sole possessor. Is that right? Are you or aren't you the sole possessor? If we say you are the possessor, where is the money? It's with him. And if we say he is the sole possessor, where is the money? It's not yours. So no one would pay the zakah then. What do you think?
You have to pay.
You have to pay it. Who pays it, me or him? So I pay the zakah, although I don't have the money. It's my money to begin with, but where is it? Where is it?
With the other person.
With the other person. What if he said, you did not give me nothing? What if he denied it? Problem, huh? What do you do? Okay, we have more than one case, and you have to know what type you are dealing with. What is this case exactly? We have three cases. In the first case, the creditor has an evidence. Like, I gave you the money, you said you want $1,500. Okay, write me a check for $1,500 with the date. So, whenever I deposit this check, I will get my money back. In this case, who pays the zakah? I pay the zakah. Why? Because it's just like I have the money. I have an evidence that this is my money. Whenever I ask for it, I will get it. So I have to pay the zakah. It's as if I have it with my own money. Okay, this is the first case. If the creditor has an evidence, he has a document, and he is able to take the money. So you are not denying it. I have an evidence and you say, yes, this is your money. Whenever you ask me, I will give it to you. Then I have to pay the zakah. There is no excuse for me not to pay the zakah. Number two, I don't have an evidence, but you don't deny it as well. In this case, also I pay the zakah. I pay the zakah. Why? Because it's the same thing, although I don't have an evidence, but you don't deny it. But here they say, scholars say, in this case, there is a risk that you may not get your money. Maybe today you said, yes, yes, I owe you this money. Tomorrow I came, I told you, where's the money? And you said, I don't owe you anything. And there is no evidence, so my money is lost and I already paid the zakah. In this case, they say you don't pay the zakah until you take the money. But in the first case, you have to pay the zakah right away when it's due. Because it's just like you have the money. Whenever you deposit the check, you get your money. In the second case, you don't pay the zakah until you get the money. But it is obligatory on you. That's what they say. So in this case, you have to get it. You get the money to pay the zakah. The third case, I don't have evidence and you are denying the money. In this case, zakah is not obligatory on me. Because I don't have the money. Yes, I gave it to you, but there was no evidence and you are denying this money. So in this case, zakah is not obligatory. But if one day you gave me the money back, someone came to you and convinced you that it is haram, or one day you felt that you should give the money back. When you give it, I pay the zakah. But to begin with, it's not obligatory because I don't have evidence and you are not giving it to me. Is this clear? We have three cases. Yes, I hope the yes is true. It's not only a word.
In the third case, nobody pays.
In third case, nobody pays because I am the owner of the money, but I don't have it, and I don't have evidence, and he's not giving it to me.
If he's lying, he should pay.
If he's lying, now he doesn't own the money. Also, it is my money. Zakah on merchandise. There are two conditions. Plus, the owner must be a Muslim. Plus, he has to be a free person, the sole possessor, and 1 year, and a nisab. So we have five conditions. Five conditions to avoid confusion. It is five conditions. The owner must be the sole possessor. He must be a free person, and he must be a Muslim. These three conditions are in all types of the zakat. Then we have, there has to be 1 year, one lunar year, and it has to meet the required nisab. What do we mean by merchandise? What do we mean by merchandise? Is this merchandise? Yes. So I calculate my pens. If I have 200 pens, I pay the zakah. What's merchandise?
Something you buy or sell.
Something that is kept for selling. That's the meaning of merchandise. Something that is kept for selling. Something you expect to generate money for you. That's the meaning of merchandise. You have two cars. You are using them. Do you pay zakah? You have one car, but you don't use it. And you are keeping it. You expect the market will go high and you will sell it. Do you pay the zakah? You don't use it. This is not for your use. You are using the metro, you're using the bus, and you are keeping this car to sell it to get money. Do you pay zakah on it?
Yes,
of course you pay zakah on it. On the other case, even if you have two houses or two cars, you don't pay the zakah. One man has a house, big house, $1 million worth. That's where he lives. Does he have to pay the zakah? On that house that he's using. No, he doesn't pay zakah. This is his house, he's using it. Another man, he purchased three houses, $100,000 each. He's using one and he saved two to sell them when the price goes higher. He has to pay for the zakah. So what do we mean by merchandise? Things that are for sale. Things that you expect to generate money for you. So is there zakah on assets, fixed assets or mobile assets, cars, homes, factory? We built a factory to manufacture pens. The land is 1 acre and we paid $500,000. The machines that manufacture pens, $2 million, this is $3 million. And we are manufacturing pens.
Yes.
Yes, what?
There is
zakah on what?
The whole thing.
The whole thing. 2 million plus the price of the land, 1 acre, plus the pens that we are doing.
If it's yours.
If it's ours. MashaAllah.
The only thing that you're selling.
Exactly. You pay zakah only on what you are selling. This is fixed asset. It's used now. Machines, you are using it. Do you know if you pay zakah on everything, what will happen? Every year, you may lose one machine or one piece of the land. You pay the zakah only on the things that you are manufacturing. Someone has two-story building. He lives in a house. This is another thing. It's worth $1 million. This two-story building, it has 8 apartments. He's renting these apartments. He's getting per year $20,000. Does he pay zakah on the $20,000? Does he pay the zakah on $1 million? The price of the land, or does he pay zakah on both?
He pays zakah on
the income. Exactly. He pays the zakah on the $20,000 only, not the price of the land itself. Because what he is preparing, what he is generating, what he is getting money from, not from the land itself, he's getting from the rent. So he pays the zakah on that thing. Is this clear? Is it clear? Paying zakah in advance. Can you pay the zakah in advance? Like, you know, every year, that's what you make. And you want to pay it in advance. Yes, you can. Al-Abbas, radiyallahu an, the uncle of the Messenger, he paid the zakah in advance. What if you paid the zakah and then you lost the money? You did not get the money. What happens? If you gave it to the poor person, you cannot get it back. Because he took it, he deserved it. It is you who gave it in advance. But if you made a condition to the one who collects the zakah from you, like a government, and you said this is in advance, then you could get it back. But in general, these details, we will discuss them, inshallah, later on, next year. It's advanced level. In general, you could pay the zakah in advance. And it happened, Al-Abbas, radiallahu anhu, he did that. The zakah on rikaz. What's the rikaz? Rikaz is the things that are extracted from the earth that were buried long time before Islam. You purchased the land, you were searching and you found 10 kilograms of gold. There was a treasure in your land, in your farm. What do you do with these 10 kilograms of gold? What do you pay zakah on it? 2.5 every year. You have the value of that. Actually, a rikaz, you pay khumus, 1/5, which is 20%. 20% for one time only. That's it. So if you have 10 kilograms, you pay 20% and that's it. Even if you kept it for several years, you don't pay zakah on it. And this is the end, the conclusion of the book of zakah. And now we will start, inshallah, with the book of fasting. But we will keep this for next class. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبي محمد وعلى صحبه أجمعين. Is there any question about zakah? Go ahead. Go ahead. Yeah.
Twice in a year, she's rented it out. Do I pay the zakah on it?
Yeah, if you're getting the rent, you pay the zakah on the rent, yes. Like you are getting $200 every month, that's like $2,400 per year, you pay the zakah on that rent. You don't pay the zakah on the car, because the car, there is depreciation, the value is going down. You are getting money from the zakah, from the rent itself. So he pays zakah on the rent. You had a question?
Yes, what about, so this is the same thing like computers you're using and
you don't pay zakat on the actual computer.
Yeah.
The output of the computer.
Yeah. Someone has a shop. He sells clothes. He has 10,000 skirt. Each skirt is $100. Now he purchased them for $20 each, and he's selling each one for $100. He has 200 skirts times 100. This is $20,000. That's the value. So he pays the zakah on the value on the time the zakah is due. On what he is selling. You may purchase 200 skirts, but 20 of them are away. You gave it as a gift or whatever, but you have 160 or 180 to sell. That's what you pay zakah for. Yes? Can you pay the zakah for those who are in debt?
Those years that the debtor did not pay you.
Do you pay the zakah on the years?
For those years.
There is a difference of opinions. The correct opinion is that you pay for 1 year only. Once you are able to retrieve your money, you get it, you pay the zakah for 1 year, and now you start a new lunar year. Yes? Rikaz, I said Rikaz, Dafn al-Jahiliyyah. The things that you extract from the time of Jahiliyyah. The things that were dug in the earth for a long time.
Last question. What about financial investments like shares or treasury
notes? The same thing, shares. You have stock. You have 100 shares. Each share is $200. You purchased it for $100. You made profit 100%. Now, 200 shares, each one is $200. This is $40,000. You pay the zakah on it. Because if you sold it, that's what you will get. So it's the same thing. Yes?
The merchandise, do you pay zakah on the value or what you paid for it?
No, on the value. On the value. On the value on the time you pay the zakah.